This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. We often think of reading the Bible and prayer as two separate parts of our Christian life. But John, is there a way in which we should be using the Bible in our prayers?
I think so. For me, it's inevitable and absolutely necessary. What I mean is this. If I try to just pray for people or just pray for events without having the Word in front of me guiding my prayers, several negative things happen. One is I tend to be very repetitive from day to day and hour to hour and just ask the same things all the time. Another is that my mind tends to wander and I think of what I'm wearing or that there's a Venetian blind that's halfway open or that there was a siren out on the street and I wonder what's happening and I'm jerked all over the place by my inattentiveness. And so the Bible holds my attention because I'm looking at it, reading it, and it gives me biblical things to pray for so that I'm not praying for empty, vague, God bless them and God bless them, but rather I'm asking for specific things that the Bible commends. So for me, it's absolutely essential that my prayers be guided by, saturated by, and I would say sustained and controlled by the Word of God. I've said to people, you can pray all day if you pray the Bible. Some people wonder, how do you pray longer than 5 minutes? I just lose things to pray for. I say, well, open the Bible and start reading it and pause at every verse and turn it into a prayer, and you can pray all day that way.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.